read some Lala poems. Lala, she is a 14th century contemporary of Hafiz, actually, Kashmiri poet, poetess, who was born in a Muslim family, but she's really outside of any religious categories. She is she has some Shaivite terms, some Shiva and Shakti terms in her poems, and some Vedantic terms and some Sufi terms. But as she says, she is a somewhat something moving dreamlike on a fading road. She will not put words to whatever her awareness is. She went naked, and she sang her, and danced her songs. And she is loved in Kashmir. The word Lala means darling. And they call her grandmother Lal. And they say there are only two words that mean anything in Kashmiri, and that is Allah and Lala. The rest is just language. Here is some of Lala. Nothing on but air. Sing, Lala, wearing the sky. Look at this glowing day. In this state, there is no Shiva, nor any holy union, only a somewhat something moving dreamlike on a fading road. I, Lala, entered the jasmine garden where Shiva and Shakti were making love. I dissolved into them. And what is this to me now? I seem to be here, but really, I'm walking in the jasmine garden. Whatever work I've done, whatever I've thought, was praise with my body and praise hidden inside my head. I wearied myself searching for the friend with efforts beyond my strength. I came to the door and saw how powerfully the locks were bolted. And the longing in me became that strong. And then I saw that I was gazing from within the presence. With that waiting and in giving up all trying, only then did Lala flow out from where I knelt. It is God who yawns and sneezes and coughs and now laughs. It is God who yawns and sneezes and coughs and now laughs. Look, it's God doing ablutions. God deciding to fast. God going naked from one New Year's Eve to the next. Will you ever understand how near God is to you? I didn't trust it for a moment, but I drank it anyway, the wine of my own poetry. I didn't trust it for a moment, but I drank it anyway, the wine of my own poetry. And it gave me the daring to take hold of the darkness and tear it down and cut it into little pieces. It gave me the daring to take hold of the darkness and tear it down and cut it into little pieces. Whatever your name, Shiva, Vishnu, the genius who inspired Scheherazade, savior of the Jains, the pure Buddha, lotus-born God, I am sick, the world is my disease, and you are the cure, you, 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 you. Fame is water carried in a basket. Fame is water carried in a basket. Hold the wind in your fist, or tie up an elephant with one hair. These accomplishments will make you famous. There are some sleeping who are awake, and others awake who are sound asleep. Some of those bathing in the sacred pools will never get clean, and there are others doing household chores who are free of any action. I saw a wise man dying of starvation. Leaves fall in the slightest wind in December. And I saw a wealthy man beating his cook for some mistake in the spices. Since then, I, Lala, have been waiting for my love of this place to leave me. She has many moods. Your way of knowing is a private herb garden. Enclose it with a hedge of meditation and self-discipline and helpfulness to others. Then everything you've done before will be brought as a sacrifice to the Mother Goddess. And each day, as you eat the herbs, the garden grows more bare and empty. Your way of knowing is a private herb garden. Enclose it with a hedge of meditation, self-discipline, and helpfulness to others. Then everything you've done before will be brought as a sacrifice to the Mother Goddess. And each day, as you eat the herbs, the garden grows more bare and empty. Lala, you've wandered so many places trying to find your husband. Now at last, inside the walls of this body house, in the heart shrine, you discover where he lives. Don't be so quick to condemn my nakedness. A man is one who trembles in the presence. There are very few of those. So why not go naked? The ram of experience must be fed and ripened for the sacrifice. Then all these customs will disappear like clothing. There's only the soul. Meditate within eternity. Don't stay in the mind. Meditate within eternity. Don't stay in the mind. Your thoughts are like a child fretting near its mother's breast, restless and afraid. Your thoughts are like a child fretting near its mother's breast, restless and afraid, who with a little guidance can find the path of courage.